Well, it was a really amazing initiative, wasn't it? The all-female only cohort. We all know that there is a huge skill shortage. We hear the statistics all of the time. We need more people to get into the industry. We need more females in the industry too. It's been heavily dominated by men. Welcome everybody to the Cyber Evolution podcast. Thanks for joining us yet again. I'm Adam Hewitt, the CEO of Cyber Evolution, and today I'm joined by Jennifer Chow. Jennifer is one of our star students. She's been with us now for, I looked at it before, it's around 4.5 months or so. Jen, how are you?
Good, thanks, Adam. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Congratulations is in order. You've just landed yourself your first cybersecurity job. Well done.
I am incredibly excited, Adam. I can't kind of express how excited I am for that opportunity.
I can imagine. Yeah, it's very exciting times. Now, we'll obviously get into the details. That's why you're on the podcast. Before we do, as I always do, I just want to give a little bit of an overview of who this podcast is for. The podcast is for basically for people that are interested in cybersecurity. Anyone who's, you know, wanted to jump into it for a number of years, a number of weeks, or they've just, you know, randomly stumbled across a couple of things and this they've led you to this podcast. Cyber Evolution, we are Australia's only dedicated cybersecurity training and placement institute. We just do cybersecurity, that's it. We specialize in finding people their first job in cybersecurity. Now, over the years, we've had hundreds and hundreds of people come to us and we've helped them land roles, but we're still getting a huge amount of people, probably more so than ever, with what has happened in the past 6 to 8 months in the cybersecurity industry, coming to us saying, how do I get into this industry? What skills do you need? And so we're here to basically educate as many people as possible before they decide to jump into this industry on what cybersecurity is, how good of an industry it is, and how you can land your first job. So if that resonates, if that sounds interesting, then keep listening, okay? Jen, let's get into it. I want to start from the very beginning where I do with all of the students that come on. It's a very interesting story. They have, a lot of people have different pathways to get to this stage. Can you run people through what you were doing before you decided to join Cyber Evolution and what made you start thinking about a career change?
So I've been in the HR administration background for some time, and I actually manage a team of about 10 people. And I enjoyed that job, but also maybe in the last year or two, I've been thinking about more of a challenge for myself personally. I stumbled upon cybersecurity primarily because I was one of the thousands or the millions of Australian customers who were affected by the cybersecurity incident with Optus. And that sort of prompted me to be a bit more interested in what this industry was involved in, particularly since, you know, it would have been really difficult. You would have had to be living under a rock for that topic not to be known to you, given that there was a lot of media attention on that. And so that sort of really inspired me to kind of really take a look and see, hey, I really am quite interested in cybersecurity, and how do I, you know, get my foot in the door.
Yeah, it was a crazy time, wasn't it? I remember almost every day for almost 2 weeks, it was like headline news, cybersecurity attack, and that was the Optus one. And then Medibank hit about 4 or 5 weeks later. That was towards the end of last year. That was just...
Yeah,
and as you said, tens of millions of people were affected by it, which sparked a lot of interest. I've said it on a number of occasions. It's obviously a horrible thing for people's personal data to be attacked and taken, but it actually was a bit of a positive thing. It shone a massive light on the industry that was required. And now look what's happened as a result. It's got amazing people like yourself in the industry, which is, yeah, I guess a good segue into telling us a little bit about the role that you've just landed.
So I've landed a role, an associate role with CyberCX. And shout out to my student support officer, Hugo. It was actually Hugo that said, hey, Jen, I know you're really new in the cyber industry. You haven't quite finished all your units, but there's this really great opportunity. And it would so happen that the opportunity that I applied for with CyberCX was an all-female cohort. And I was a little bit hesitant because, as Hugo sort of said, I'd only been a few months into studying with Cyber Revolution. But again, shout out to Hugo. He supported me throughout the whole process. I had to revisit my resume and sort of tailor it for a cyber security associate role. And as I progressed through even my application with CyberCX, Hugo was really great to touch base with. And I sort of said, hey, Hugo, this is where I'm at. What do you think? What should be the focus? So Shout out to Higo and the support I had all the way through the selection process with CyberCX. But I'm so incredibly excited because it's just a very rare opportunity to be given paid experience, work experience. I know it's more than that. They're obviously going to be expecting me to bring some of those transferable skills I've got, but I've just never in my whole lifetime known such an experience to exist where, you know, the employer knows that you're quite green in the industry, but is happy to invest in you to learn more in cyber. And I just think that puts me so far in front if I combine that with all my certification with Cyber Revolution.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, big shout out to Higo again. He's really great. And so he actually helped you build and craft and kind of tweak your resume and getting ready for the application.
Yep. So I actually sent him my resume and then he sort of reviewed it and then said, hey, Jen, maybe focus on this and maybe tweak a little bit of that. And then without sort of going too much into the process of the CyberCX application process, but I think it's like 5 stages. And through every stage, I sort of said, hey, Higo, I'm up to here. And sometimes it was just words of encouragement, like, okay, Jen, let us know how you go.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's a daunting process. As you said, 5 stages. You need someone to be able to like, hey, like relax, be yourself. You're not going to get asked any technical questions. We're kind of experts at it. Around 20% of our students made up for that female-only cohort that recently came out, and what an initiative that is. And so we know lots of little tricks and tips to be able to get people to, you know, where they want to go, which is really important. You've been able to do that, as you said, even without finishing all of your certification. So now you've got to balance jumping into a new industry, learning on the job skills, which is an unbelievable opportunity. And then you can study your certifications with us. And CyberCX are great with that, by the way. You just let them know. And they're really, really good with, if you need to have obviously some time to focus on your certifications too, which is important. Were you a little bit nervous, A, applying, but also B, deciding to change careers, having no IT experience or knowledge and kind of, you know, deciding to take the leap into the industry? I'm assuming 6 or 8 months ago, if I told you that you were going to be a cybersecurity professional, you probably wouldn't have believed me.
Absolutely. I think it was through Facebook and we know how algorithms work. As I was searching for cybersecurity, obviously it's going to be in Cyber Revolution's direction. Yeah, absolutely. If you had said a year ago that I would be changing industries, I would say no way. But certainly if you're with Cyber Revolution and you're thinking, and I think there are some cohorts coming up with CyberCX, I would encourage you apply, have a go. It can't hurt. And if you can imagine, if you do secure one of those places, how far in front you're going to be in the industry, not only having that certification and technical skill, but also the work experience behind you.
Yeah, definitely. And so was that your mindset? Did you have any nerves to overcome? Like, how did you overcome being a little bit nervous? Or were you just not at all? You were like, yep, you know what?
Oh, no, I was absolutely nervous. I turned up to my final interview with CyberCX. I didn't tell them this, but about an hour before, and just sat downstairs in their lobby. And then maybe about half an hour before I sort of came up. And then, you know, it was quite good. I got to meet some employees and actually met the who I didn't realize at the time was the, I think one of the senior leaders of corporate governance in cyber. So he was sort of having a bit of a chat. And to be honest, I loved the CyberCX environment. They seem like a really great place to work for. Having worked in industry myself, one of the really important things for me is the culture and how I'm going to fit into that culture, and also whether they take care of their employees. And it seems like CyberCX does. So that's, and it's one of those things, I don't know if you've ever done this, Adam, you kind of go, oh yeah, I really want this job. And you sort of downplay it because you don't want to be disappointed if you didn't. But as I interviewed more with CyberCX, I thought, oh my goodness, I really do want this job.
Yeah.
So I was really happy that I was offered the opportunity.
It's amazing. It is genuinely amazing how many people we hear say that. And if they aren't successful, I haven't heard one of our unsuccessful candidates through the CyberCX program come back sour or bitter. They're just like, you know what? I want this even more. I'm going to apply again. I have to chat to a couple of my contacts at CyberCX and see how they do it. They've grown from, you know, no employees starting in 2019 to now 1,500 staff. And to be able to grow so quickly, bring on so many people, bring in different organizations under the one roof, and still maintain that kind of culture is pretty impressive. think.
Really? One of the things I asked CyberCX, I think, through the interview process was what the retention rate was like and whether people that took on the associate role were then likely to be offered a, you know, a consultancy role. And I think success rate is pretty high. Like, I think in the 95s, like, they might just maybe have one person, and that's quite natural because it might be that person doesn't realize what it involves or it's not a good fit for them. I really liked that idea that, hey, they go, well, you know, this is a lot of money for CyberCX to invest. And so obviously they're going to want to support their associates through the process and obviously, you know, have gainfully employed consultants at the end of it. So as I interviewed more animals, I was just like, oh, please don't get this tall.
Well, they're lucky ones too, right? Like, I know for a fact how excited they are to have you and all of our other female candidates that were successful. It was a really amazing initiative, wasn't it? The all-female-only cohort. We all know that there is a huge skill shortage. You know, that we hear the statistics all of the time. We need more people to get into the industry, and that's going to be the case till 2032. But we need more females in the industry too. It's been heavily dominated. IT kind of has been, in, you know, over the years, heavily dominated by men. And it's around that 80% to 20% female ratio at the moment, whereas initiatives like this, and I know some of our other placement partners are looking at doing it too, where we're going to get females in who have so many really amazing transferable skills that really want to help people, are now just amazing at the, you know, the roles that they're doing. And so you've gone down the governance, risk and compliance pathway?
I believe it's more strategy for me.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
And so I'm very open to that. So that's a really good question, and segues into if you go through the interview process, they kind of give you, I can't remember now, the five different divisions that CyberCX has, and they, you know, so that you can sort of maybe express your interest to work in a particular field. For myself, obviously, I've gone down the consultancy track, and I kind of sort of ranked in my head where I would like to work. So it was either governance or strategy. So I'm very happy with where I'm placed. I couldn't have asked for a better outcome, really, Adam.
Yeah, no, it'd be amazing. And to your point before, you're going to be learning so much for the next 6 months. CyberCX, their strategy, right, it's an amazing one, is to invest a lot of time and obviously, you know, invest a lot of money into their academy program over the next 6 to 8 months, because then after that, we've had a few people that have recently come out of that program that are now fully fledged cyber professionals and out there that are client facing. And I think it shows if you, like, and you're a prime example, look how excited you are and how appreciative you are of that opportunity. You're now going to be really loyal to that organization.
Absolutely.
Right?
Like, maybe not known to other people. And I kind of didn't really want to do it because then they'd be like, oh, how old is this girl? But with the previous organization that I'd worked for, it's over 20 years. It's just over 20 years. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to starting a new career. And you're right, Adam, I'm a very loyal person. So, you know, happy to, you know, to grow and develop within CyberCX. And I, prior to even applying, when I was trying to get, when Hugo was trying to convince me whether this is an organization I wanted to work for, is I did my own research, and I encourage other people to do that as well if CyberCX, what you're interested in. But they have a variety of roles in cyber. So you might start off as a consultant, but it doesn't mean perhaps you might find that, you know, student support or the academy is more, that you like the idea of maybe helping people segue into cybersecurity. So have a look. It's like a, not only have I been given this opportunity, but it would appear to me anyway that in the future there's potential opportunities for growth and progression. So
There's like 46 different pathways. I think once you get into this entry-level role, there's close to 50 different then little niche pathways you can go down, whether it be technical, whether it be consulting, whether it be business development and sales, whether it be, one of our students actually recently pivoted into an education-based cyber role for companies, for CyberCX. And so they'll go out and educate companies on the cybersecurity industry and create education programs for them. Like, it's just forever, ever changing, which is something that I really like about the industry. Another thing that I always bang on about is the career progression. It's probably the most exciting for me. Yes, instant, you know, there's all these other opportunities, but being able to progress into a role and into an industry that moves so quickly is exciting. What are you most excited about over the next 2 years for your, you know, for your career in cyber?
No, I have kind of, and for some people, please consider taking the leap of faith. And I don't think I'm speaking out of school here. I've got a pretty good job like now, and to take this cyber associate role, I'm actually taking a pay hit. Like, And that might not be the same for some people, depending on where you are in your career path. But recall, I've been with my previous organisation for over 20 years, so you would expect that at some point I'm progressing as well. But take the leap of faith. I am genuinely excited about starting something new. And I know that takes a pay hit, and I'm probably in a fortunate place where I can afford to do that. But if you can, do it. I'm just incredibly excited. It's probably short of 2 weeks till I start with Lab 6. Also crazy because it means I'm handing over to people in my workplace. But very, very excited. I can't remember being this excited.
That's amazing. That's really good. And, you know, as you said, like, you're in the fortunate position. Most students who get in there actually get a pay, you know, a pay increase once they get into the industry. But for you, that's not everything. That's not your motivator, right? And that'll come. I think with the type of person that you are and constantly going to be upskilling, you know, the financial opportunities there come with time in the industry, which is pretty good too.
My perspective, Adam, too, I'm trying to appeal. I guess I know that you would potentially have students sort of that are sort of in their early 20s, probably maybe even early 30s, but I'm trying to appeal to perhaps people that are sort of in their early 40s and thinking about, you know, career change. I mean, Albo's increased the retirement age to 67 now, so if we have to work for another 20 odd years, let's be excited about coming to work every day. So consider it.
I love that. It's amazing. Now, you've already given a really a good couple of tricks and tips there, but I always finish on this question as well, and I think you're going to have some really good ones. What would be your top three tips for somebody that's listening right now that is looking to get into cybersecurity for the first time? They might be sitting on the fence.
Look, if do a bit of research. You know, this is the Google age now, so Google away. Certainly check out CyberCX because I think they're one of the biggest cyber organisations in Australia. So maybe have a look and see what sort of roles are in there for you. Maybe if you can, see if you can talk to some industry professionals. If you are already with Cyber Revolution, reach out to your student support person. I can't speak highly about Hugo enough, so if you've got him as a support person, you're lucky.
Hugo's going to get inundated with bookings and sessions now.
No disrespect to any of the other student support people. I'm sure they're equally as competent. But reach out. And if it's because you're hesitant about the process, I hope I haven't frightened anyone by saying it's a 5-stage kind of process. It is doable. Yeah, you do get a little bit nervous, but, you know, push through it and you can do it. Hope to see you at CyberCX.
Exactly. Right. I know. You're going to be meeting so many people now that I can guarantee that you'll be bumping into people in your first, or definitely in the Academy program. We've got a handful of other females that are in there as well. You're based...
I'm in Brisbane.
Yep, yeah. I had Rebecca on recently on the podcast. She's up there. She's in the program, the Academy program as well. She's amazing too. So really, really good tips. Really good tips. And thank you so much for taking the time to come on and explain your journey thus far. What I want to do is probably reach out towards the back end of your Academy program and we can have another catch up. And imagine, can you imagine like how much you are going to learn and develop in the next 6 months?
Absolutely. I look forward to it. I know, and I don't know if anyone knows, but the CyberCX program for associates initially is part-time, but I can envisage, because I literally thought, oh my gosh, I don't know when I'm going to work part-time. It's been a while. But I actually think that whilst it's part-time, there's obviously got to be some investment on my part, not only to finish my certification, but also, you know, keep up with industry papers and what's going on in the industry and what that means in terms of selling the cyber program to people that we're interacting with. Very, very excited. I'm absolutely pumped about the next couple of months. And thanks, Adam, because you might not know this, but I did say to Hugo, hey, one of my dreams into the future was that I could, as a female, talk about how I transitioned into cyber at a TED Talk or a podcast. So you helped me tick off something from my bucket list, Adam. Thanks.
No, well, you're an absolute natural. This is your first podcast and you're showing me up. You're a natural. We're going to definitely have you back on, that's for sure. And yeah, so I know that you're at the moment, for the female only, it was part-time. We do have some students as well, part-time roles. We have got some students for an intake that is actually open at the moment for some of our new students as well and current students. It's open till end of July. That's for full-time roles and that's males and females. So if you're a student, you're listening in or you just joined, and you don't have any certificates yet, you've heard it here from Jen, you don't have to finish all of your certificates to be able to apply for this role. Don't let your nerves hold you back. Just reach out to your student support officer. It might be Hugo if you're lucky, or it might be anyone if you're lucky. The team are amazing. reach out to them and they will help you get applied. Okay. So if you're listening in, please do that. Jen, thank you so much for your time.
Great. Thanks, Adam.
Perfect, guys. And everyone listening in, please like, comment, subscribe to the podcast. If you want to know a little bit more about the job placement program that Jennifer is going through currently still, then just head to cyberevolution.com.au. You can leave your details there and someone from the team will be in touch. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye-bye.